From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. remains cautious about the Syrian ceasefire. President Obama Wednesday said he remains cautious about raising expectations about the pending ceasefire, adding the situation on the ground remains difficult.
If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire, both in the north and the south, and allows us to move forward on the political transition that ultimately is going to be necessary to bring an end to the civil war in Syria.
The U.S.-Russian orchestrated cessation of hostilities is set to go into effect midnight Friday. It does not include militant groups such as the Islamic State or the al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front. President Bashar al-Assad says he'll support the truce, but the main opposition group, the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee, has yet to formally commit to it. Salim El-Meslid is a spokesman.
Things were positive here. We look really optimistic to this agreement, but we still have a few question marks here and there because the agreement did not really mention the HNC as a partner there, and it mentions the government of the Syrian Arab Republic.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council could vote on a resolution backing the ceasefire. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou maintaining his lead. The Electoral Commission says Mr. Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. The opposition candidate Hama Amadou is second with 22%, followed by Seni Oumarou with 14%. On Tuesday, a coalition of opposition parties rejected the official tallies as fraudulent. President Issoufou is running for a second five-year term. This is VOA News. Campaigning is underway in Iran ahead of Friday's election for parliament and assembly of experts, an influential body of clerics set to elect the country's next supreme leader. The elections will be the first since last July's international nuclear agreement and pits moderates behind President Hassan Rouhani against more conservative candidates. The family of Bakr Namazi said Wednesday that the American has been jailed by Iranian authorities. His son, Samazi, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen, has been incarcerated in Iran since October. The father's arrest is said to have occurred Monday in Tehran. At a Senate hearing Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry acknowledged he's aware of the case.
I'm very familiar with this, and I am engaged on it specifically, but I am not permitted, due to privacy reasons, to go into details here.
Iran is believed to be holding several people with dual nationalities. No charges have been made public. Several Americans were freed with Iran in a swap in January. European Council President Donald Tusk told the European Parliament Wednesday a leave vote in the June 23rd British referendum on European Union membership would be a significant blow to the continent.
The European Union will respect the decision of the British people. If the majority votes to leave, that is what will happen. It will change Europe forever. And it will be a change for the worse. Of course, this is my personal opinion. Prime Minister Cameron said in the House of Commons on Monday that now is not the time to split the West. I couldn't agree more.
Tusk said there would be no second chance if Britain voted to exit the Union. Hungary's prime minister, meanwhile, has called for a national referendum on the European Union's mandatory quotas for migrants and refugees. Viktor Orban repeating that Brussels has no right to, quote, redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity, adding that introducing resettlement quotas without voter approval, quote, equals an abuse of power. Former longtime Burkinabe leader Blaise Compaoré has been granted citizenship in Ivory Coast, where he fled in October 2014, following a popular uprising against his 27-year rule. The move appears to block any hope for his extradition back to Burkina Faso, where an arrest warrant has been issued in the unsolved murder case of former President Thomas Sankara. Shanghai stock values plummeted more than 6% in trading Thursday on the eve of a G20 summit in Shanghai. The International Monetary Fund Wednesday warned the global economy, including China's, is highly vulnerable, saying growth is slowing and could be adversely impacted by continued market turbulence. Once again, the Shanghai stock value plummeting more than 6%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.